So welcome back to another episode of the Australian Wedding Podcast. Very excited to have our next guest on today. He is a Melbourne-based wedding photographer and also the head honcho over at Studio Ninja, which is a client management system that you and I both use, Adam. And his name is Chris Garbax.
Yeah, I've been using Studio Ninja for, I'd say, close to about 3 years. And honestly, it has changed the way that I run my business. And I know it has for you as well, man. That honestly, for my clients out there, if you're ever wondering, you know, how we've been communicating back and forward and why we can communicate so fast and we can have invoices and contracts and run sheets and everything sent to you perfectly, it's because we're both...
And also why it looks so good when it comes there.
Yeah, that's right. It's because we're using this system. So as Brendan said, this is a CRM system called Studio Ninja. It is just incredible for anyone, from photo to video to celebrants to anyone can use this system. And I'm super excited to have Chris on today to talk about it.
Also, before we get onto this episode, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners who have reached out and also given us some really great feedback about the podcast. Getting a lot of listens through various different channels. Thank you for all those people. Once again, if you are wanting to get in touch and collaborate on the podcast, or if you're wanting to shoot some ideas our way for us to introduce other guests onto the show, please get in contact. We're more than happy to hear from you. Adam, you've lined up a really cool guest for next week's episode, I believe.
That's right. I'm not going to give too much away, but we've got a couple of guests lined up. We've got some venues. We've got some musicians, lots of different things. So it's really exciting times. And what also helps us, guys, is if you can jump onto Apple Podcasts or Spotify and Anchor and give us a rating, write a review down for us. That also does help us a lot too. So if you jump on there and say some nice stuff for us, that's always nice. But we're really excited about this episode. I thank you, Brendan, for teeing this up. It's when you told me that we got this guy on board, I was like, what? EK? Are you sure? He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, excellent. Cool. Yeah, so I was really excited. So how about we just jump right into this podcast?
Yeah, so without further ado, introducing, as I said, a brilliant wedding photographer based out of Melbourne and head honcho over at Studio Ninja, Chris Garbax.
Chris, how are you today?
I'm good, mate. Guys, thanks for having me. I really appreciate your time and letting me come on board.
Yeah, I believe they call you the head honcho over there. Is that right?
It's a title I gave myself, actually.
Self-titled.
Self-titled, exactly. But yeah, it seems to have stuck, so I don't mind keeping that for now. It's not too wanky.
Yeah, we're both avid users of Studio Ninja, so it's great to see the man behind the scenes come on board. Yeah, so why don't you tell all the listeners a little bit about Studio Ninja?
Yeah, man, it's just a little project that a friend of mine, Ewan, and myself started about less than five years ago. Been quite the ride, actually. Pretty much I still am a full-time wedding photographer. So at that point, I'd been shooting for about eight years. You know, I was using other similar products on the market at the time that just weren't really working as well as I'd hoped they would. They were just either too complicated to use, or the setup process was just an absolute nightmare. As vain as it sounds, they were just too ugly. Like I would log in and just be like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm going to use it because I have to, but it's just not looking quite right. And just, you know, or just the general usability was just too much. And it was, you know, I used a few of them for a while. And then at one point I just thought, man, like, maybe there's something in the market that I could create where it's just super simple. You know, in those other products I was using, I was personally only using about 10% of what they were offering. There was just so much other stuff there that I just never bothered with. I didn't need, it was just cluttering the screen and just, I don't know, I just thought, how about I team up with my friend and let's see if we can create something that's just really easy to use, just has the features that people really need. We're not going to clutter it with stuff. We're going to keep it super easy and really focus on the user experience.
Yeah, nice. I know what you mean about it being like not being ugly. Like when you go into Studio Ninja, it's very sleek. You kind of, everything is clear of where it's supposed to be and you know exactly where to find everything. And I get what you mean by that because like when you're using a system like this, you don't want to have to be searching for everything all the time. Even if I don't know where something is, I know exactly where I'd be able to find it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. And it's It's funny that you say that because having Ewan as my business partner, so he's also like a part-time photographer, but his full-time gig is he's a user experience designer. So he pretty much designed the whole product with me saying, it needs to do this, it needs to do that. To one point where it basically became live, and now we get heaps of feedback from our users. But just going back to that, I kind of took it for granted. Like I would say, hey, Ewan, this, you know, we're up to this stage, let's add this new feature and it needs to do this. So then he'd go away and we'd kind of go back and forth for ages and he'll come back with the design and I'd be like, great, cool, let's put it in production and move on to the next feature. And I never really realized how much thought went into the actual design process. Like it took a while, maybe like a year or two in, where he actually really explained the thinking and the time that goes into like why he put the button there. And he would argue with me why we don't need to add extra buttons or extra whatever until like we had it on the market and more people would say, guys, this is so easy to use. And I would be like, of course it is. That's, you know, it just is. But now I understand how much time Ewan actually put into that.
Yeah.
And yeah, the whole time I just took it for granted, but it's really difficult to make powerful software that is easy to use. It's this constant battle.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's kind of hard to describe. Like everyone wants more features and more power, but we want to give people that without cluttering the screen.
I totally know what you mean about other systems being cumbersome and just so much. I tried other things before I found Studio Ninja. I did their trials where I just honestly felt lost. I'm like, this is just too complicated. Like, I just want this simple. And then someone put me onto you. And then I was like, whoa, this is a life changer. And with that in mind, can you just tell our listeners what exactly is Studio Ninja and what it actually does for the wedding industry?
Yeah, absolutely. Not just the wedding industry, but you know, all photographers. It's basically a photography business app, which you can use on your website or phone or tablet or whatever. And it helps photographers and videographers. And it works quite well in the wedding industry, but it's basically a place where you can organize all of your shoots or jobs, keep all your clients organized, do your invoicing, do online contracts, get them signed online very quickly. It chases, you know, if payments are due or overdue, it automatically chases those payments. It just keeps track of all of your tasks. It's basically just a really simple, easy place to where you just keep all your jobs in one place. It organizes everything for you. Jobs, leads, clients, invoices, payments, everything.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that you can also upload your own documents to a specific job as well. So, you know, if you're like, you know, as a wedding photographer, every single wedding you're going to do a run sheet for the couple. So it's awesome that you can, as soon as you get that approved by the couple, you put it straight in Studio Ninja, and you know that if you need to refer back to it, you know exactly where it is. And that's even a great tool in itself.
Yeah, it's funny. Like everyone likes it for different reasons. For example, in that example we just gave, I have an automatic email that goes out to every single one of my couples 6 weeks before the wedding and just says, hey guys, it's great to, you know, your wedding's coming up in 6 weeks. I'm super excited. Can you just answer a few of these questions for me so I can start preparing your run sheet? And that's just something that I never have to remember to do anymore. The system just does it for me and it just takes the stress away. I never forget. Every couple is looked after in the same way. Keeps me organized and yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. So like since starting Studio Ninja, how do you think it's actually helped you as a photographer and the photo and video, you know, industry, not just wedding industry, but everyone, you know, photographers and videographers?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess my experience would be the same as most people. I mean, gosh, personally, it's interesting because I own Studio Ninja and I still pretty much spend full time running Studio Ninja from a marketing point of view and building it and new features and managing customers like you guys and doing all that stuff almost pretty much full time. But because I have it in my own photography business as well, I'm still able to shoot full time. So I'm still shooting, well, at the time of this recording, we are literally in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic. So now is not exactly, I'm not full-time right now, but generally I am, you know, still doing 40-ish weddings per year. And they're actually, most of them are now destination weddings, either around Australia and New Zealand. Without Studio Ninja, I wouldn't be able to shoot like that full-time. There's just no way. I wouldn't be able to manage it. So the one thing is it's absolutely freed up my time and allowed me to stay super organized and removed all that stress out of my life. So I can still shoot full time and I can run Ninja full time. And I'm also a dad, so I've got two kids who are super little. They're 2 and 4. So I'm able to kind of juggle that as well for half my week. So yeah, so it's also forced me to really think about my processes. And I've taken out a lot of the time-wasting tasks that I used to think were important, which I've realized aren't actually that important.
Yeah.
So yeah, with Ninja and the weddings and the dad stuff, without Ninja, I wouldn't be able to spend so much time with my kids, and I wouldn't be able to shoot as much as I do. So it's been
100%.
I could imagine a lot of people would be in similar shoes.
Yeah, Adam and I are with that as well. Yeah. And, you know, like the fact that you can already have a contract template already set, ready to go, and, you know, I just add a couple of little details at the very bottom and send it off. If I get an inquiry, obviously as a photographer, you want to reply to them as quick as possible. You want to show them, you know, that you're prompt. And, you know, it can be 5 minutes to dinner time and you got the little one banging saying, come on, dad, play with me. And, you know, and then knowing that I've just got an inquiry, check my phone, I've got an email, and, you know, Studio Ninja goes, you know, with the little love hearts, you got an inquiry, and I love that. And then, it's so good. And then you've got 5 minutes to reply to this email and send a, you know, if they're asking, hey, you know, we want to book you, can we get a contract? And you go, yeah, no worries. I know that I can get this done like that because Studio Ninja lets me. And I love the fact knowing that I'm using a client management system that is actually owned and operated and built by a photographer, because you know what we need. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that's really cool as well. It kind of has an edge over other programs that might not have someone on that end with your experience.
The biggest thing that I absolutely love is the contact form and having that integrated into my website that goes directly into Ninja.
Yeah, so
that
good.
For me saves so much time. And when people message me on Facebook or whatever and say, can you send me prices? I send them just to my website with a contact form and go, please fill out this form. It just changes. And if any of my listeners are wondering why we send you guys to contact forms or websites, it's because it integrates into our system, which just means a seamless experience for not only us, but for you. And that for me just makes so much more time to be able to be creative, which is great.
I don't do this as much anymore, but I used to have, obviously the autoresponder would go out straight away. So the couple, you know, knows that you've received the email and that autoresponder can say whatever you want. But I also used to have a series of like follow-up emails that would go out every day, which were, you know, they were canned. So they were basically the same email for every lead. But I personalized them as much as I possibly could and actually booked about 5 weddings that year that I was doing this, but actually by doing nothing. So the inquiry came in into Ninja. Ninja automatically sent 4 or 5 of those emails, one every day, to a point where the couple was like, thanks so much for keeping in touch, you know, for touching base with us on a regular basis. We love your style. We love the way you know, you're talking to us. There was a little video embedded, a link to a video in one of those emails. And couples were basically booking me without me even having to do anything at all. So that's kind of taking that contact form one step further, where I was literally did nothing. And the system booked those weddings for me without me actually lifting a finger. It was amazing.
It's so good because on one side of things, people would be like, oh, so I'm booking this guy and he's not even taking the time to talk to me. But then when you look at it from now that they're a client, now he doesn't have to respond to all these other emails. His sole focus is on you. And I think that's kind of how this enhances the user experience for their clients and their couples and, you know, or their models if they're a portrait photographer and stuff like that. It frees up so much other time that you can put into your couple to focus on the important things.
In this scenario that I gave, it was actually a case where a couple inquired, like the super common case of a couple inquiring with a photographer or a videographer, and the photographer or videographer reply, and then they hear nothing, they hear crickets. And then they, you know, it's like, why isn't this couple, I thought they were keen, why aren't they getting back to me? So then the photographer will email again, and then they get nothing back, and then they email again and get nothing back, and they basically give up, right? And possibly let that client go. So this was the case that I was more talking about, where the system would automatically send those follow-up emails, you know, up to 5, and then the client would eventually respond to like the 5th one, which I would have never normally sent if it was me manually doing it.
Yeah, so true.
You know what I mean? Like some photographers might think, oh, why am I hassling them so much? But I kind of want to just keep communicating with them until they give me a no or a yes. So in this case, the system was doing it for me automatically. up to 5 emails. And there was quite a few times where a couple would get back to me, not necessarily to book, but just to get back to me, like just to chat with me. On the 5th email, they would say, "Oh, sorry, Chris, I've been so busy. Thank you so much for following up so many times. Let's organize a meeting or let's chat." So sometimes it just takes, you know, what do they say? The fortune's in the follow-up. So just keep following up until you get a yes or a no or whatever. Because I think if the system wasn't doing that for me, I would have lost a lot of those clients.
You know, what's the saying? I can't remember right now, but it's something about everyone wants things done now, but everyone's time poor. There's something along that. And that is essentially, you know, both on a clients and us, that we always want to do and go above and beyond, but there's not enough time in the day to do stuff. And for me, Ninja just it just helps so much with being organized. I can vividly remember the days of duplicating invoices, hand you know, not handwriting them, but, you know, creating them with spreadsheets and then managing incomings and outgoings through spreadsheets, and it was a nightmare. And
I still remember when Adam first told me about Studio Ninja. He said, "Hey, I'm using this system, you should really try it out." They have like a trial period where you can actually see if you like it. And they're like, if anyone's out there that's going to sign up to Studio Ninja, I will say this: it is a little bit of work to get it set up to suit your business. So, you know, you want to have your contract and your questionnaire and, you know, your packages listed and everything like that. And if you're not using it already and you're not using another client management system, which I know you guys easily import into Studio Ninja, you know, if you're doing it old school, like I was doing it on an Excel spreadsheet and it was driving me insane. So I manually entered all my couples and everything like that. It was a little bit of setup, but I did that within the trial period. I think it was 14 days trial period, I think it is. Is that right, Chris?
30 days,
yeah. So 30-day trial period. And I had set up everything to suit my business in that 30 days. And there was no way at the end of that 30 days that I couldn't proceed with it.
I think, like, you said to me after the second day, you're like, "Yeah, I'm going to sign up for it." I'm like,
yeah, you are. There's no way I can go back to what I was doing before. Like, this is, yeah, as Adam says, it's a game changer.
Yeah, we actually, this may or may not help some people, but we do have free sample templates of almost everything now. So if you, for example, are coming from, like Brendan did, from a paper background into the system, and or maybe you're more of a beginner and hadn't ever thought about contracts or didn't have these templates in place yet, pretty much now these days, when you sign up to Studio Ninja, we've already got contract templates for wedding and portrait photographers. There's questionnaire templates, there's email templates, there's workflow templates, there's payment schedule templates. It's all there already. You can't like start sending invoices within like 2 seconds, but a lot of those samples are there for you to either, you know, edit. So you've got a starting point, so it's not fully empty when you sign up for the first time. You've got all these templates there from the beginning, so it's just not as daunting. It's easier to kind of edit them. Yeah, exactly. It can be pretty scary if you just open a new system and there's nothing, totally empty. So this way we thought, let's give photographers and videographers, you know, all these samples just to make the setup process way easier.
And it's great as well, because I'm sure there's a lot of photographers and videographers, and I think you were saying before, like, you've even heard celebrants are using this system. And there's a lot of people out there who are really good at their job, but not so good at the business side of things. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. And having something like this, where if you can come into this starting out in the business, having a system like Studio Ninja makes it a lot less daunting. There's probably been a lot of photographers and videographers and everyone else who have not fully gone into this industry because the business side of it was just too much for them. And this, if that alleviates that and helps more people, you know, join us in this industry, then that's such an awesome thing.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you know, if you're shooting, I would say, if you're sort of at the 5 weddings a year or more, it's probably a good time to start thinking about it. And it's still quite early on, but it kind of forces you to start putting systems in place. Like, you might be super disorganized with the paper system, but it's only 5 weddings, so it's not so bad. But if you get a little bit busier and jump to 10 or 20, it starts becoming super stressful if you're still in the paper system. So I reckon at about the 5-10 wedding mark, it's a good time to jump in. And the system just forces you to systemize things and forces you to go through a process, which once you're set up becomes basically almost automated. you send a couple of quotes or an invoice and you're done. That's all the admin you have to do. Yeah, I remember when I was on the paper system, two things happened. Once I almost, it was like a Wednesday, and I got a call from a bride saying, oh, I can't wait to see you on Saturday. I was like, holy shit, Saturday? Like this Saturday? I totally forgot to put that in my diary because I only had it on the paper. So that was a close one. If she hadn't called, I wouldn't have rocked up and that would have been disastrous. So that actually, man. Also, another horror story was like a double booking. Now the system gives you a big red flag if you get a new lead, which you already have a booking for. So it's very, it's almost impossible to do a double booking.
Unless you choose to.
Yeah. Unless you're just totally not paying attention or whatever. So yeah, once I'd accidentally double booked a bride when I was using paper, and I didn't actually realize until it was about 3 months before the wedding. And it's just the most horrible phone call that you have to make, like to call the bride and say, I'm so sorry, I made an admin mistake. Just take it on the chin and deal with it. That was a super tough one.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's a really good point to me moving into another question. And that would be, you know, obviously Student Ninja is about vendors and them using it, you know, photographers, videographers, celebrants. But it really does help with the whole customer experience from beginning to the end. How do you think Student Ninja really helps couples to really their overall experience with us? Like, how do you think that impacts them?
I don't know if it helps couples, but it helps the photographer to give all of their clients a similar experience so no one misses out. So I guess that's how it helps. So it doesn't matter if you're the first couple or the 100th couple, the system will make sure that every couple or every client gets the same experience and nothing is forgotten, nothing's missed out. You know, if you're trying to juggle that many weddings without a system in place, then you might miss meetings, you might miss following up, you might be a bit more slack with how often you communicate with them because you just can't manage all that. With Student Ninja in place, it doesn't matter if you're juggling one client or 1,000 clients, they're all going to get the same experience. They're all going to get communicated to the same amount. All of them will get the same amount of completed tasks, so nothing will get forgotten. You'll make sure... It basically makes sure that every single client of yours receives the same experience because you have to work through your workflow. They all need to get ticked off. All the emails need to go out. So everyone will receive the same experience, which is super important.
Oh, 100. Yeah, it's very important. Yeah. And like, I think as well that it just gives you more time for the things that matter, like, you know, editing those photos or that video, which ultimately is what the couple is waiting for after their wedding. That's the main thing that they're holding out for. So the fact that you're not, you know, chasing invoices and, you know, having to draw up fresh contracts from scratch all the time and, you know, worry about all the admin side of things, you can focus on editing those photos and video and, you know, providing that customer experience as well.
It is about giving that seamless experience from, like you said, from the first to 100th. You know, at the end of the day, we get judged by our clients on how well we interact with them from the beginning all the way to the end. And if you can't give the same, you know, interaction with all your clients, then you're probably doing something wrong. And if you're not using Ninja, then maybe you should go across onto Ninja so you can have that experience.
Yeah, I also think that it makes you look more professional as a 100%. Photographer or videographer as well. Like, you know, if you're sending, like what I was doing, I was emailing them a form and they had to print it and sign it, you know, a PDF document. You know, now the everything is done online, they have a really nice looking, much better than I ever created looking invoice or quote. You know, especially that's obviously very important for vendors as well. The quoting, you want that to be a really nice experience because if you're making it too hard to sign on the dotted line in the first place, then you could lose them just for that very reason. I truly believe if there was another photographer and we both had, you know, similar following and similar photos and experience, everything else, but I sent them a PDF document and they were using Studio Ninja and they were like, oh, which one do we go with? We're not sure. You know, well, me personally, I'd go with whoever it was easiest to sign up with. And, you know, it looks a lot cleaner than than that messy paper trail. So I think from that professional point of view, helps vendors in that way, you know, show a side to them that is a lot cleaner.
It's funny that you say that. Yeah. Cause like, you know, we've had heaps of feedback or positive reviews from our customers saying, oh my God, it's so much easier to book a client these days because it takes, you know, a minute or two to generate the quote. The clients pick and choose the packages they want, which automatically takes them through the process of signing the contract straight away, into, you know, answering some questions that you need answered, into paying the deposit. All of that can take like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I've personally also received quite a few emails from my brides saying, oh my God, out of all of my vendors, you know, my florist, my venue, of the 15 vendors I've got, you have literally been the easiest to deal with because the whole process has been so easy to do.
Yeah, I've had that too.
Many times I have brides that are like, you get back to me so quick. Your response time is amazing. I'm just like thinking to myself, it's Studio Ninja. So let's do it.
it definitely has a good look to it.
Chris, what was the biggest challenge that you had when you were first developing this? Like, I'm sure there was lots of moments when you're sitting down, pulling your hair out, going, oh, is this going to work? Like, what was the biggest challenge that you kind of had to overcome?
There was a lot. The first one was I did a bunch of research into how to start SaaS products, like this product. It's a software as a service. Did a few courses, and I didn't want to, you know, pour my life savings into it to then realize it's not something that's needed. So the first thing that was the hardest to do was to actually pre-sell it from a business point of view. So I had the idea, I mocked up some designs, I put together a landing page, basically what this Studio Ninja website was 5 years ago. And I went out to Facebook and the photography communities, and I asked for early adopters. I needed to get 100 people to sign up to it and pay for a year subscription before I even started it. Wow. And that was the first hardest. That was the first hardest thing. So actually, I found 100 people. The deal was, I'll give you half price for life if you subscribe today and trust me. So it's very risky for both parties, right? Like. So actually, I found 100 people who paid me a year's subscription up front before the product even existed. So without these first 100 people, it would have never started. So that basically validated the idea for me that yes, there's at least 100 people who believe this product needs to be built, and it just gave me the confidence to basically start. So once I had that, then I chatted to my friend Ewan and I said, you know, without you, man, I don't think I can do this. I'm a photographer. I know what it should do. I know how it should work.
I've already got these people's money, so.
Yeah, it's basically, that's right. I really need you to build it for me because I've got their money and I can't run to Mexico. I need to build this thing. It's funny that you say that, man, because literally on the 100th person, it took about 2 weeks to get 100 people.
That's really not that long, though. You must have had a really good sales rep.
Oh, it was me, man. I was on the phone. And
you must have had a really good sales talk. You're like, yes, this is going to be great. Just buy.
Look, it was funny, man, because I told the story to a few friends of mine and they're like, oh, how did you do it? Did you start a Kickstarter campaign? Like, how did you get their money? How did you organize all that? And I just said to them, I just called them and then I sent them an invoice and then they paid it. And then I just did it.
They call him Kickstarter Chris, people.
Man, it was old school, but it worked. And so then I got Ewan on board who, like literally without him, it wouldn't have worked. So it's good to know that in hindsight.
Thank you, Ewan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ewan.
yeah. So we both basically put our life savings into the product and started building it. And then there was other hurdles, like, you know, we still have some bugs now, and there was definitely bugs back then. This doesn't happen now, and it can't happen now because we've put processes and systems in place to make sure it doesn't happen now. But a funny story for you guys and everyone listening, you know, we were sort of like a year in or 9 months in. We had maybe 200 customers, maybe 250 customers. And, you know, on a Saturday, the system went offline. And it's a Saturday and there's 250 people shooting weddings that weekend and they can't log in to see where they're going or who the couple are or their notes or the schedule. And it's a Saturday. I'm literally getting phone call after phone call after phone call of like angry customers saying, Chris, I'm driving to the bride's house and I can't get their address. What am I supposed to do? And I'm like, oh my God. So it was probably one of the first most stressful days of my life where I almost pulled the pin. So that was really, really bad. And another time, roughly while we were still ironing out some bugs, I think a little bit before this, we had a little glitch and all of our photographers' calendars got muddled up with each other. So again, this will never happen now. We've obviously solved this problem and it's impossible to happen now. But back then we were still starting and like all of our photographers' calendars got mixed up and Jenny and Matt's wedding ended up on some other photographer's calendar and vice versa. And it was literally another one of the most stressful days of my life.
So just so all the listeners know, you're talking when there was only 250 clients and I believe you have over 10,000 clients today. Is that right?
Yeah. So this is obviously...
That was a while ago.
Before that, he did have brown hair. Now he has grey because of that experience,
yeah, look at this,
I'm
man.
Sure.
This is ridiculous. You guys, the listeners can't see in the video, but man, I'm like receding hairline and going grey.
It's okay.
Really bad.
I just shaved my hair off.
I'm going to follow in your footsteps soon, Adam. So these are just two examples of where... I was literally... You go through a weekend of hell. You're just like, this is just too hard. Like, I just don't know if I can do it. It's just...
Things, isn't it? It's those things that those trials and tribulations in anything that you do that really either it's that you shut down and go, yep, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore, or you go, nah, this is something that's important and I've got to power through it and we will eventually get better on the outside. And you learn from it too.
Yeah, man. And also, like, I didn't want to... It's funny because it's kind of like my community. Like, Ewan is my business partner and we're equal... But he's a designer, right? So he's a little bit more, I'm in it with you guys and you guys know me like a lot of my customers know me personally. So it kind of kept me going as well. Like I would feel so embarrassed to just pull the pin and just like let everyone down. So it was nice to know that, you know, they were relying on me to keep going. So I just had to keep going. And
yeah, definitely.
And I did and we did. And now it's turned into, you know, quite a nice... beautiful product.
It's a community that you've grown as well, though. And I think one of the best things that you've done is that you talk to your clients, and we have a private community Facebook group that people give you suggestions, and you guys respond to that. And I've been part of Student Ninja now for probably about 3 years, and a lot of people have people suggesting things. It's come into place, and I think that is. What sets you apart from anyone else is that you actually listen to people and you will change and adapt on that. And I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, there's a few things that set us apart from our competitors, but that's definitely one of them. We've been super transparent from day one. Like, we tell our customers when we're having a problem, we tell them when we're developing new features. You know, we're like you said, I'm always available in that Facebook group and via email or whatever. Listening... I guess it's also a bit of a filtering process because now with so many customers, we get a lot of suggestions. So we just need to
filter,
do some filtering of that. But it makes it very, I personally took it to one point and now without that feedback from our customers, like you guys, we would have never got this far, man. Guys, like it's just, even when we release a new feature, it goes through a testing process. So, you know, we ask the community who wants to have a play with it, and you know, 10 people put their hand up and they jump into a demo version of that new feature, and then the feedback we get from those people is just things that I had never thought of. Like, I thought I'd nutted it all out, but then these, you know, 10 or 50 people have a play with the new feature and like, oh, I wish it did this, or it's not quite working right this way. So we will take all that feedback on board, modify the feature, adjust it, improve it before we start actually building it and then put it out to as a new feature to everybody. So it's really nice, one, that we see all the feedback, two, that we have users who are happy to test things for us and give us feedback, and three, when it finally goes out as a new feature, it's really been mulled over and played with and adjusted and improved, rather than us just, you know, assuming, you know, let's just build this new feature, I think it works like this, let's just build it and put it out, and then it turns out to be a bit crappy. This way we can really make sure it's as close to perfect as possible before we actually release anything.
Yeah, and you've got that feedback already, so you know that it's going to be well received in the ninja community. So that's really that'll be a nice thing to know when you're putting something out there that it's going to be well received.
Yeah, and like Adam said before, like something that the listeners might not know is that we are listening to and constantly building. Like I know that some of our competitors, they're not as active in the dev side as we are. Like every month we're just putting out new stuff or improve. If it's, you know, sometimes it's a big feature, sometimes it's just a bunch of little improvements, but we're always moving forward. So there's our team of 11 developers are always working, they're on it full time, and we just want to, like, oh God, like the list of things to do. You might have a question for me later about what's for the future, but like literally, yeah.
Like it is taking us to the next question. Actually, the conversation's just flowing really well, because that was going to be my next question. What is the future of Studio Ninja? Like, can you give us some updates that are on the way, or is there any big projects happening?
Give us a little sneak peek, mate.
Yeah. So like, it was so funny because when we sort of had our list of features in the first couple of years, it was like a list of 40 things. You know, once we do these 40 things, we are laughing and we're done and we can just like sit back and chill is what my thinking was back then, right? And now our list of features is like 1,000. And it's like, I don't understand how, you know, we keep building stuff, but now there's just more stuff to build. It just doesn't make sense. But it's actually, you know, a list of improvements. And also time goes on to like, new technology is changing, things are improving, things are happening, so we need to always stay ahead.
And you guys adapt well with technology as well. Like one of the biggest things that I use Google Calendar for everything. It integrates really well with Studio Ninja and it comes across to my phone straight away, so I can always see where I'm at, where I'm going. And I know that recently Google had an update that was going to come out, and it was going to conflict with how Studio Ninja talked, or how it allowed not just Studio Ninja, but third-party developers to talk to Google. And you guys were on it, and you had a great video. I think you were actually in that video showing everyone exactly how to go around this fix. So it's not just the technology that you're developing that's really good, but the way that you preempt what's coming also in related technologies, and you're really on top of that. Because if you didn't get on top of that one example with Google and it didn't talk to each other, then that could have been things not going across to the calendar that we didn't know about. So that's really appreciated as well.
Finding those solutions means that you care, and that is super important. And I know there was a bit of backlash on those things, and I was reading the comments and I'm like, guys, it's not his fault. Like, he's coming up with a solution. Have you got a better solution? Like, do you have something? And I thought I did it. I followed the video and I watched it, and I did it, and I've seen no change in my user experience whatsoever.
Yeah, it works straight away. So.
Yeah, perfect. And in terms of like what's happening in the future, I won't bore you too much with too much stuff, because there's like 1,000 things. Apart from like improvements to the system already, we're going to be doing a lot more integrations. For example, Square integration, which is a credit card system in the US.
We're going to be integrating I use Square when I'm doing like any video jobs that are like a dance related stuff and people want to purchase stuff. So having integration to Studio Ninja with Square, that's really cool.
Yeah, so integrations is a big one. We'll do MailChimp, we'll do Square, we'll do PickTime. A couple of other credit card facilities that are more used in other parts of the world. Flow themes as well. We'll do an integration with those guys. On top of that, we'll be creating an online booking system this year. So this is more so less for wedding photographers. Well, I guess it could work, but more for portrait photographers. So basically their website will have an embedded
calendar,
online booking system. So the client can go on and say, great, I want to do a, you know, half hour or hour portrait session. I've got access to the photographer's calendar. I'm going to choose Saturday next week at 2 p.m. I'm going to pay the invoice straight away. And it goes, the photographer gets paid. It goes into their calendar straight away based on their availability, and they do nothing. So this,
that's really cool.
Listen, really good just for give you a visual. Brendan's eyes just lit up when he heard that. So,
I love that. Yeah, that's really good.
It's not bad for weddings, like, but for the portrait community, it's going to be really, really useful.
That's good for me for video side when I come to near the end of year and I shoot a lot of dance concerts. So dance schools can go onto my calendar and see what days I'm actually free to shoot their dance concert and book me through that. So that's really like, it's not just, you know, I sit here as a videographer going, how can that integrate into my system? And that's how it could work for me, is for those, I guess, corporate or biggest, those shoots that are outside the wedding, that could really help and work.
Yeah, and it just takes away the back and forth of like, hey guys, when are you available? Oh, this date, actually I'm not available that day, let's have it. And then it just takes away all that back and forth waste of time. It's like, here's my online booking system, just choose the day and time that you want, pay the invoice, and that's done. And everyone's happy, no fluffing around. So that's actually a big job that will take up the most of the second half of this year. We're also looking at a lot more ways to improve communication between the photographer and their clients. So currently we have email, but we'll be integrating like WhatsApp, texting, maybe Messenger.
That's cool.
Yeah,
maybe more Zoom integrations nowadays with no one seeing each other.
Yeah, right. Like email is good, but slowly we're seeing a trend moving away from email. So we know a lot of photographers do all the communication and booking through Facebook Messenger, for example. So yeah. This is an avenue we're going to look at next year to have a lot more also automation. Like you'll be able to automatically Facebook Messenger your bride through the system using the workflow and stuff like that. Yeah. So we're going down that path.
Integrate the contact form in Messenger or something like that. That would be cool.
Yeah, that's kind of like the big ticket stuff that we'll be working on. And then there's just hundreds of little improvements in the system, which is not really that important for your listeners. But we've got some big stuff happening, so stay tuned.
Anything that you want to mention?
If you are using Studio Ninja, great. If you're not and you do want to give it a go, you can just head over to the website, studioninja.co. Like you mentioned before, there is a 30-day free trial. We do try to help as much as possible. So if you are thinking of coming to us from another software that you're using, maybe you're not happy with it or whatever, and you want to give us a go, we'll happily migrate all of your data from them to us for free. We also do 24-hour support. So if at any time you're in the software and just need help with something or just need to have one of your questions answered, just send us a message through the online in-app chat and we'll get back to you within a couple of minutes. We've also got, I'm not sure if we talked about this before, but this Studio Ninja app. So you don't have to use it on your computer. If you're on a job or if you're out of the country, as long as you've got access to the internet, you can run your whole business from your phone. So it's super, super easy to use. Super convenient if you are on the road. And it might just be a good little kick for you if you are coming from the paper system and you think, wow, maybe it's time to systemize this stuff. Come on board, have a little play with it and see how it works. And it might literally change your life. So give it a crack.
Yeah, you won't regret it. I agree.
Well, thank you, Chris, for joining us. Honestly, it's been really rewarding to listen to this and hear from you and find out how you guys started. It just makes me excited that where Studio Ninja will go, but also know that I've chosen the right place to run my business from. So thank you very much. Would you be able to also, just for the listeners, if anyone wants to reach out to you as a photographer, where can they find your photography website and just share your photography socials with us?
Yeah, sure. So if you do want to reach out to me on a photography side, my email is chrisgarbacks@gmail.com. So that's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Garbacks, G-A-R-B-A-C-Z, @gmail.com. Email me anytime if you have questions, if you just want to chat. My website is chrisgarbacks.com.au, where you'll see all my wedding work. Same on Instagram, just @chrisgarbacks. Or anything Studio Ninja related, it's just studioninja.co. Or if you want to chat with me about ninja stuff, you can email me, chris@studioninja.co.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for your time, Chris. We appreciate you coming on and hopefully we'll be able to chat again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
See you later.
So, guys, we hope that this episode provided you some great insight, not into just what we do as photographers and videographers, how we plan our day and how we plan out our admin, but also how that benefits you. For any vendors listening, any photographers, videographers, or other vendors, honestly, have a look at Studio Ninja. It is a really great system and it could really help you out. Give their 30-day trial a go over at studioninja.co and see if it works for you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think the great thing about this podcast episode was it was like behind the scenes of what we do. And for our listeners out there, now you have an understanding, an idea about how we go about running our business. And if it wasn't for something like Studio Ninja, I know for sure that I wouldn't be able to run my business the way I run it. So
yeah, it'd be a lot more difficult.
Yeah. So thank you, Chris, yet again for joining us on the podcast. It was wonderful to have you.
Excellent. So, guys, remember, you can follow us on all of our social medias. You can find us at the Australian Wedding Podcast on Facebook. Also, join the Australian Wedding Podcast group if you want to join in any discussions and talk about what you'd love to hear in future episodes.
Don't forget, guys, you can listen to this podcast on any of the platforms that you want to listen to podcasts. We've got Spotify, we've got Apple Podcasts, we've got Anchor. There's so many podcasts that we are a part of. Those are the three main ones, but please go ahead, listen to us, rate us, give us a comment, give us your feedback. We want to grow this podcast and learn from, you know, you guys or what you guys want to hear.
Exactly. You can follow me at Neaton Photography and Adam at PeakFlix Productions. And signing off for now, this is Brendan.
And Adam.
And we'll talk to you soon.